Can I get somebody here that know you don't have to worry because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Do me a favor, high five three people as they praise your way out. The Bible says the Midianites start killing each other. And Gideon ended up winning the battle with 300 men. 300 men. Is that enough for everybody? Amen.
KAYT and KQJOFF. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
We welcome you. To the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer. Come on. 1100 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Under the dynamic leadership of Bishop Annie Marbury. Please join us now for a sermon already in progress.
We're going to back up, stay in the book. You may be seated. What we want to do is back up a couple of chapters in this same book to the 38th chapter. We have quite a bit of reading here to do, and we'll see what God will do after that, okay? I'll just give the word as he given, and hopefully he'll multiply it and give us something to eat off of tonight. And he gives me the scriptures, and I go with him, and that's the way the Lord deals with me, and I hope he will work. He will give us what we need tonight. We're going to the book of Isaiah 38th chapter. We're going to begin reading the first nine chapter verses in this particular chapter. In those days was Hezekiah. He was sick unto death, about to die. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, he tells Hezekiah, set thine house, get ready to die. Get your house in order. For thou shalt die and not live. That's bad, heartbreaking news, isn't it? Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. His prayers went something like this. He said, remember now, Lord, I beseech thee how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah, he began to wept so. In other words, he began to cry till his eyes was just red. He was crying because he began to petition the Lord of his works. How, what kind of works did he have? Good works. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah saying, told Isaiah to go back to Hezekiah and tell him something. Verse 5 says, he says, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, instead of killing you, I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will bring again, here's something else I'm going to do. I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which is gone down in the sun, thou of Ahaz, 10 degrees high where? Backwards. So the sun returned 10 degrees. If it was at 3 o'clock, it returned to 12 o'clock. Do you hear what we're saying in this example? The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick, word say, and was recovered of his sickness. Can the church say amen? We want to move on over to Luke, the 17th chapter. Luke 17th chapter. Verses 3 through 6. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, the word says rebuke him, just Jesus speaking. He said rebuke your brother. And if he repent, do what? And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day. In other words, his brother just don't want to do you right. He trespassed you sometime in a day seven times, he says. And seven times in a day turn again back to you, though, and saying, I repent, Elder Mosey. Please forgive me. Jesus said, thou should do what? You should forgive him. Is that all right? This looks like it's going to start something. I don't know where it's going. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, get up out of that ground by your root and be planted in the sea. Jesus said that tree would do what? It would obey you. If you had what, saint? How much faith? They say a mustard seed is a very small seed. Do y'all hear what we're saying? All right. We're going to the book of Hebrew now. Book of Hebrew. Somebody read it for me. The 11th chapter. We're going to pick it up. And the first verse.
Now faith is the substance.
What did it say?
Now faith is the substance.
Now the key word, now faith is. Y'all hear that? So let's say all things. Now faith is. Y'all got that? What is it?
The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Y'all got that? That's all I have, right? We're going to the book of Romans, since you know what faith is. Romans 10th chapter and the 17th verse. What the Bible says faith is? Substance. Things hoped for, but the evidence of what? Things not seen. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing. Then it tells you what you hear. And hearing by what? The word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Let us bow our heads. Father, right now, we thank you for the reading of your word, Jesus. And Father, we need you tonight. Father, I feel in my spirit the people out there that they're hurting, God. Some are confused, some are weak, and some are ready to give up, God. But we ask you, Lord, to give us hope tonight. And Father, as we have read your word, God, we pray that you allow us to preach your word. And also, God, we pray that the people will have the faith to receive it, Lord. And God, we hope it come with power and also in demonstrations tonight, Lord. And Father, right now as we pray this prayer of faith, God, I got to have the faith. Father, I believe as we have spoken and prayed, God, we believe it's going to be done. In your precious name, we right now going to give you the glory for what you're going to do right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give them a hand clap. Amen. We thank the Lord for Jesus. You know, Jesus, the word in the beginning in Genesis 1 and 1, all of that was about faith. The Bible says that it was faith in God that framed and put this world together. Can you hear what we're saying here tonight? So this is what the Bible has just begun to, as we read the scriptures, that all we need to move tonight, all we need a move of God is for all of us to have some faith. And that's what happened last Sunday night when we had that great move of God, is they said, Bishop, that was an awesome message. But no, it wasn't an awesome message. It was an awesome bunch of ears that believed what they heard last Sunday night. I just thank the Lord, because the Bible said, don't be hearers only, but also be doers. And the people begin to grab the word. They begin to eat the word. And God begin to move. And that's what I believe God wants to do here tonight. He wants to move again like he did on Sunday night. You see, Jesus or God, either one, you can use them interchangeably because they both are the same. But God knew that he was gonna create the world, because he said in the beginning there was nothing. There was nothing but outer darkness. But the Bible says the God we serve, the God that we lean on, the God that we depend on, he had the faith to create the world. But you know, there'll come a time. That's why we get weak, because we begin to get in tune with those unclean spirits. And those, the biggest spirit that will take your faith is doubting spirits. Do you hear what we say? You begin to doubt whether what you heard is right, or you begin, the devil began to plant spirits, those unclean spirits in your spirit. It gets in your clean spirit or in your holy spirit, and then man begins to doubt. So we need to take a look. It was just like it was break time yesterday. My wife called me and said, "Honey, I got a croissant and a sausage and egg sandwich here that I made at the house." She said, "Would you like it?" I said, "No, I don't want that." She know I'm on a diet, etc. I said, "Just had a piece of watermelon on my break and about ready to go to work." And break wasn't quite over. All of a sudden, something hit me and knocked me to knock me out on the floor. I mean, that was one of the worst feelings in my heart. And the thing about it, I had to call on the Lord. I had to believe God. Amen. I was in a position, my mouth became twisted. I saw everything. I just knew, to me, I was dying. I couldn't scream. I couldn't holler. All I could do, the pain was it was excruciating. I began to pull on my heart, "In the name of Jesus, do this." I was rebuking Satan, and the more I rebuked, he would pull. I mean, it was so much I couldn't even scream. And I was about to blank out. I just knew this was the end, but I had to lean on the word of God. I began to rebuke him, and I began to beat my own heart and everything, and some kind of way my mouth was twisted, but some kind of way I wanted to scream, and I had some of the mechanics, but one but two or three out in the shop. Everybody was in the break room. And I was able to get the phone. I had lost everything. And I was able to dial and told Mother Marbury, "Pray for me, honey. Pray for me, please. I'm having a heart attack. I need your prayers." And she began to pray, and I let the phone down. And I really thought I was gone, saints. But I didn't lose faith in my God. And I began to bombard heaven. It was something else. Tears. I mean, it was so painful. Tears just rolling down my cheeks. And I got up, the Bible said the just shall walk by faith. And in my heart, I said, "I'm here. Devil, you can't have me today. I'm here." And so I went up through the shop. I met my boss at the door. He said, "Barry, what's wrong?" I said, "My heart. I'm headed to the hospital. Barry, let me take you." I said, "No, I'm gonna drive." And then the union president, he was coming down the hill. I heard him call him. Tell him, "Come here." I said, "Go get Barry." They come with the cart, and he gave me a ride up to the truck. Said, "Marbury, won't you let me drive you up?" I said, "No." I said, "My wife, I know she'll meet me at the hospital." I got out to my truck. Mother Marbury was there. She had a Shanghai a truck. One of the other managers' truck. She took it. And she said, "Let me take you, honey." I said, "No, I'm going to drive." And it was terrible. It was a terrible drive from my job to the hospital, because I was in pain. Devil still attacking. Just attacking me all the way. I'm crying. I mean, the pain, you just cry. But I still begin to bombard heaven. Amen. So, "Lord, if it's your will to take me, I'm ready. Just, Lord, if there's something here I ain't right, though, please forgive me." But I tell you, he hit me one more last lick when I got up to the counter. And at that time, he just took it away. The just shall live by faith. Then I knew what they were going to say. Here you come up here clowning again with us. About third heart attack you come up here with. But I found out when I got there, they finally got a doctor and had a major first. She came, Mary's. And they put I went through x-rays, electrocardiogram, and all that garbage. And they said, well, we can't find nothing. I said, I didn't expect you to find nothing. The doctor, he knew a little bit about the Holy Ghost. And he was smiling as I began to tell him what happened. God delivered. Let's give God a hand clap. Let's give him a hand clap. God delivered. But so many of us, what we're trying to say, this is that wasn't the message. So many of us at night, the first thing hit us, then we want to give up. We don't have the fight in it. We don't want to fight the enemy. That we told you before that the devil's job is to take us out of the race. Can the church say amen? Amen. But the Bible says some of us run so hard, and as soon as we get knocked down, we go for the night. We go to the full count, and the devil has us. But God said the race is not given to the swift, but he that will endure will stick into the race. You'll stick it out to the end. He said the same shall be saved, saints. That's what the Bible is trying. That's why we wrote that song a few minutes about, that God don't faint. The God do not get weary. He stands and fight, and that's what God wants some soldiers tonight, to stand up and fight the enemy when he comes to take you out. I believe if I had yielded to that devil, I might be in a funeral home right now. But I stood up and fought it. Of all that pain and et cetera, but I was not going to yield to the devil and let him bust my heart open, whatever he was trying to do. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to stand and fight. He says, no weapon that can be used against you that will stand. Do you hear what with no weapon? No weapon that the devil has that he wants to use for you or against you will stand. What? Let's go back and get some faith here tonight. Let's go back to Romans. Let's go back there again. We want to break it down to you tonight. But let's first go back to Hebrews. And then Romans. Anybody remember? Now faith is. Now what is it? What is it? So many of us want so many things. We hope the evidence of things what? First thing, let's go with it again. How many want to go to heaven?
Amen.
Glory to God. Unfortunately, all of us not going to go because we don't have the faith to do it. Sometimes the enemy is going to take a lot of us out. You hear what we're saying? It's not that God ain't able to get you there, but you don't have that faith to run this race. And we're trying to get you in a point where you're going to have that faith that you could just run this race no matter what obstacles come and grab you. No matter what. See, we got to go back and be like Job. Do you hear what we're saying here? You're going to have to come back and get that faith like Job. See, when you go, it ain't so much that you see a lot of folks say when the devil attack you, say you must be sinning. But Job hadn't sinned. See, what happened is that the devil wanted, Jesus asked the devil when he used to go back to heaven. He said, where you been, Satan? He said, be to and fro in the earth, seeing whom he could take out. And the devil still do those things. Jesus turned on God, told him and said, well, have you tried my servant Job?
Hallelujah.
He says, no, I ain't tried him. I can't get next to him. You keep hedges around him, I can't get to him. But Jesus told him, God told him, he says, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm so proud of him. He said, I'll take all the hedges off. Only thing I'll ask you, don't kill him. And the Bible says that Job stood every one of the tests.
Amen.
Do you hear what we're saying? That's what we're trying to tell you. When the devil come to tempt you, when the devil come to take you out, stand on Romans. Come on with it. We're going to have to stand on this. So we see when the devil come up to you, all you have to do to put the devil back on his place is put the word on the devil. And that's what I begin to say, by my Father's stripe, I am healed. By my Father's stripe, I am healed. All of that rascal had my tongue all back in my mouth. I am healed. Put the word back on the devil. The devil has to honor the word. The word has to be honored. Do you hear what we're saying here tonight? The word must be honored. That's why the devil, when he came to this earth, he went to God. We need someone that we could do it. Just pull it up just a minute. Is that all right to do it the way I'm going to do it tonight? I want to break it down so it can come to you. Why? When he was tempted. Let's look at the first temptation. See, the Bible, the devil knew that Jesus, he had got kicked out of heaven. In fact, Jesus said, I saw him as he fell like lightning. I kicked him out. So, when he came down, the first temptation, see, the Bible says Jesus went away into the wilderness where he was fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And anytime you fast that period of time, you're going to get weak. And the devil is always looking for our weakness. He's looking around every time for your weaknesses. Okay. And he had been looking at Bishop Marbury's weakness. Saints wearing me out. They ain't getting no sleep. Ain't had a decent night's sleep all last week. And this week started off the same way. Sleep. No sleep, no rest. And there was the devil right there. Come on with it. Anybody got it?
Matthew 4:1.
Come on.
See,
Jesus didn't go down and say, I believe our Father's 40 days. But he was led by the Holy Ghost to go and fast. Y'all hear what it said? Come on.
To be tempted of the devil.
And God wanted him to be tempted. You have to be tempted. First thing folks say, you must have sinned. But you must to go to the next level, to graduate from one level to another. You have to be tempted and you must pass the test.
Amen.
Come on.
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry.
Now, naturally, if you ain't ate nothing and drank nothing in 40 days, that the devil knows that, I bet you I can get him right now.
Amen.
That was his thinking. This man has, I've been watching him. Ain't nothing went in his mouth, whether it was drink or no water and no food. So, come on.
And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, commanded these stones.
So he said, I sort of think you are that man that kicked me out of heaven.
Yes.
So if you be who I think you are, do what?
Command that these stones be made bread.
See, he already knew the power of God. That's why the devil, he knowledge, he know you got the Holy Ghost, but he watches you and tempt you all the time to get you weak.
Amen.
Mm-mm. So he said, if you be who I think you is, take this rock and get you some bread.
Yes.
And chew it up for me. Let me see it. Yes. Let me check you out. Come on.
But he answered and said.
But listen to what Jesus did. He turned right around and did what I just told you a few minutes ago. He put the word back on the devil.
Yes.
Come on.
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
Then the
devil tucked his tail in and said, let me get me another angle to check him out. That angle ain't going to stop just there. Come on.
Then the devil taketh him up into the Holy Spirit.
Okay, come on up here. Follow me. Let me check you out some more. I heard what you said, but come on up here.
And set him on the pinnacle of the temple and saith unto
him. Took him up on the pinnacle of the temple.
If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down.
Jump off there.
For it is written. Because
I saw in the Bible myself.
He shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up.
An angel will come and catch you if you who I think you are.
lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Because it said you won't even stomp your toe.
Jesus said unto him,
throw the word back on him. Word, saints.
It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again?
The devil ain't went through again.
The devil take them up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world.
Look here. Listen, watch this here now. Wait, let me explain this, but let's see. I want you to start watching something right here. He says, showed him all the kingdoms of the world, all his goodies and things that's in this world. But listen what the devil claimed.
And the glory of them.
Showed you, look here, man, there's gold up there. This is there. And what else did he say?
And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee.
He said, this is God's creation, but he said, I'll give you all of those things if you want.
If thou will fall down.
All I want you to do
is fall down and worship
me. I want you to jump on your knees
and worship me.
And worship me. And that's what God won't be trying to, that's what the devil will be trying to get each and every one of us to do. To leave God and fall down and worship him.
Yes.
Y'all hear that?
Amen.
But let's see what God's saying.
Then saith Jesus unto him,
enough is enough.
Get thee hence, Satan.
Get enough is enough. You get your rein out of here.
For it is written.
For it is written.
Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only.
And you know the words. You know who I am. Now you get out of here.
Yes.
But listen, what did the devil obey?
Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him.
He had angels come and minister to him. Come on here. Do y'all hear what we're saying here tonight? That's why the Bible tells us don't be wise and don't fall to the tricks of the devil. The devil has no power except that power which God has given unto him. And he said, once you receive this Holy Ghost, you have power to tread up on that serpent. You have the power to put that serpent up under your feet. But we got the Bible says we're going to have to fight that good fight. This is a spiritual warfare. It ain't like somebody coming. It don't. Yeah, the devil can use other folks to do your dirty work, but he can sometimes come and do it himself. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
And God wants you now to become strong soldiers. That's the message tonight. The Bible says, "Be ye strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Even when the devil choking you, they got old cartoons. One of the mechanics got in his bay. Where there's something, a fish had grabbed somebody and had got him in his, had his head in his mouth. But the rascal grabbed a hold to his neck and was choking him. And as long as he had choking him, he couldn't swallow him. And that's why we have to be wiser than that devil. Long as I'm pleading the blood upon you, Satan, you ain't gonna be able to keep. You ain't gonna be able to bust this hard. You ain't gonna be able to do this now. The same thing, and when those finances are down, the Bible says we all you got to do is you've been paying your tithe. He said you can bombard heaven, and he said he'll open up that door, and somebody gonna come and bring you what you need. You can stand on that word when you're doing what the Lord has told you to do. There's been a many times, Bishop don't know where something coming. But I never lose. I never have backsliding on my mind. Sometimes it waits till the last moment. And hear that blessing that I've been looking for. It'll be right there. He might not be there when you want it. But the Bible, as old song said, it'll always be there on time. That's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get somebody to have that faith. See, sometimes, even the preacher be telling you to do things. Sometimes we don't want to do it. But Paul told his people to follow him as he followed Christ. I remember back in the Old Testament, I can't remember how it goes. But there's a God that told the man of God how he wanted them to take the city. And I believe somebody want to try to find where I'm coming by. I believe it was Jericho, wasn't it? Jericho. And they had certain things to do that looked real stupid. And that's why the Bible said God takes the foolish.